1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 1 to 5. Follow the way of love and eagerly desire spiritual gifts, especially the gift of prophecy. For anyone who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. Indeed, no one understands him. He utters mysteries within his spirit. But everyone who prophesies speaks to men for their strengthening, encouragement, and comfort. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. I would like every one of you to speak in tongues, but I would rather have you prophesy. He who prophesies is greater than one who speaks in tongues, unless he interprets, so that the church may be edified. This is a wonderful little passage about the two gifts of prophecy and tongues. And Paul starts off by telling us we have to follow the way of love, as we've just been reading about in chapter 13. The way of love is the key. The way of love is not about yourself, it is about other people. And we are to eagerly desire spiritual gifts, especially those relating to other people, that help other people. And the key one that he identifies here is the gift of prophecy. Prophecy is a key tongue, a key gift. If we speak in a tongue, Paul says, we do not speak to men, but to God. And nobody understands someone who's speaking in a tongue, necessarily. Paul says he is uttering mysteries with his spirit. So this seems to be that speaking in tongues is a private kind of a thing that someone does to God. I am unclear as to whether the person speaking in tongues actually understands what they're saying or not. But it is a private thing. Tongues is a private gift. But he says everyone who prophesies is speaking to other people to edify them, to strengthen people, just to encourage other Christians and to comfort them in their difficulties and in their struggles with sin. But a person who speaks in a tongue is edifying themselves. A person who is prophesying edifies all those who hear, all those who are gathered together as the Church of Christ. Paul says he would like every one of you to speak in tongues, but he would rather that we prophesy. Now, prophesying here is not foretelling the future. It is not me standing up or another person standing up and telling others what's going to happen in the future. That is not open to us. That is in the realm of the sovereignty of God. God keeps the future secret from us. That is his domain. What we have to do as Christians is to walk in faith into that future and trust him. So the prophet here is not speaking about things that are going to happen in the future. The prophet here is someone who knows God, knows the word of God so well, that they have become wise. They are wise in their discernment, in the things of God, and in the things of this life. So they know the things of God, and they know how to apply them in the situations of this life, in the state of our human hearts, in what we do, what we say, what we think. So wisdom is key here. We must be discerning. We must have discretion in what we say and what we do. So we can see how prophecy is a greater gift than tongues, because prophecy is going to affect your whole life. It is going to change you fundamentally as a person. It is going to draw you very close to God so that you understand his ways and understand his wants in a way that perhaps others don't. And your job as a prophet will be to share these things with other Christians so that you build them up, you lift them up, you teach them, you encourage people, you comfort people. This is the role of the prophet in the New Testament church. Whereas the person who speaks in tongues is a private matter. Other people will not understand what they say unless there is interpretation. And that gives another view of tongues. If we can interpret what the person with tongues is saying, then that is different because it edifies others as well, and the church is edified. But Paul is quite clear here that tongues is not one of the greater gifts, but prophecy, wisdom, discretion, knowledge of God, love for the things of God. These are the things that will change us and make us into strong Christians, make us useful to God, make us able to lift up other people and share with them and help them. This becomes difficult for the person perhaps who is in this position, who has a knowledge of God and perhaps is not accepted by the people around them for one reason or another. There are many churches around who do not accept any of the gifts of the Spirit, it seems. No tongues, no prophecy, no healing, no words of knowledge, any of these things. And this kind of thing is shut down. And so women and men who perhaps see things differently and have had the opportunity to draw near to God are not valued. And this can be painful for people. It can be very hurtful. It can make people feel sidelined. But what we must all do is we must ask God to show us our place in his kingdom, show us our place in his church, wherever that might be, and to make us brave and to make us bold so that we will step out for him in his strength and do what he wants us to do and say what he wants us to say. No matter what may be surrounding us, no matter what other people might think, if we have him first in our lives and if we love him, he will sustain us and he will bring our gifts to the fore.